Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's great to get another update with United Way Perth Huron. Elizabeth Cooper joins us in studio. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm great. It was great to see you yesterday and so many folks out for the Stratford District Chamber After Five. And that was the food drive, too.
That's right. House of Blessing. That was amazing. Yeah. Yes. Home and Company sponsored the Business After Five.
Yeah.
And Marion DeWeaver is the chair of the volunteer committee here in Stratford for the United Way.
And so. That is a great location at Home and Company in the Bradshaw's building.
That's pretty nice.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it was great. It was great to see everybody and collect food for the food bank. So.
You bet. And speaking of which, we got more great news with the campaign. How are we doing, Elizabeth?
Well, we're just
how close?
We're just a hair under 50%. We can't light our 50% light bulb quite yet. Maybe by tomorrow. But it's amazing. So far we've raised $1,114,000. So
That is great news.
So we're halfway through the campaign, and we're almost halfway raised the amount of money that we need.
I'm sure right after this conversation, we'll be lighting that.
There we go. Yes, let's hope. That's great. Yes.
For
well,
sure.
We want to thank everybody that's already donated already. So thank you so much. You've helped us make almost reach 50%. So it's super easy to donate to us. You can donate right on our website. There's a big red Donate Now button. You just visit PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca to donate, or you can drop off the old-fashioned way right to our office and say hi to Karen in our reception area, and she'll gladly accept your donation to our campaign.
Fabulous. We're going to get that light bulb lit for 50%. Come on, make a donation, be a part of this, and be a part of a very special event that's coming up in late February.
Yes, we're already planning our Coldest Night of the Year walk, which is on Saturday, February the 25th. It's a walk to raise money for vulnerable people in our community that are experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. So the money goes to United Way and then the Shelter Link for the homeless shelter there for youth. Our goal is lofty. It is $185,000 we want to raise. Last year we raised $160,000.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, you know what? I think we can do it this year. There's a lot of momentum about this event. It's fun. You get these awesome toques.
And brought something in here.
And Jamie, I brought you a Coldest Night of the Year toque for you.
Oh my gosh, they look great.
To keep your noggin warm.
I will need this. And it's got the little pom-pom on top, too.
It's got the pom-pom.
Very nice. Nice look to it, too.
Yeah. Every year, Coldest Night of the Year sends us a new hat. And if you raise $150 minimum, you get the free toque.
Fantastic.
So it's pretty easy to do. And we're looking for everybody that signed up for last year to go ahead and sign up again, because the website is live.
Yes.
Sign up your team and start fundraising. And we already have 11 teams already.
Oh, nice.
So that's all right.
And the website, cnoy.org. And again, this is for Stratford Connection Center and Stratford Perth Shelter Link. And a shout out to some of the great sponsors that help out with this event, Coldest Night of the Year.
Yes, we have already some sponsors, and we're looking for more. So we've got Home and Company Real Estate, Ideal Supply, McDonald's has given us an amazing gold level sponsorship. Peter Morange and Associates, SBS Metals, Scotiabank, and then Barlow Smizik Dentistry. They are signed up again this year to sponsor. So if you'd like to be, it's a great exposure for your business to be a sponsor of Coldest Night of the Year. So certainly give me a call at the United Way and we'll set you up on becoming a sponsor.
And that'll be at Upper Queen's Park again. Is that the same location?
That's correct. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. And that's a great spot for the walk.
It is. Yeah. And then we go around the river and Soup Surreal has agreed to do soup again this year for us. So you get a little treat along the way. So it's a fun evening, and it raises awareness of homelessness in our community and what it's like to be out in the cold. And homelessness is increased by 60% in our region. It's crazy. So the need is greater than ever before.
Coldest Night of the Year. Mark it down for Saturday, February 25th. Be a part of that in the new year. And let's do a shout out for workplace campaigns that make this wonderful campaign with United Way Perth Huron a reality.
They do, yes. Yeah. So these are the campaigns through workplaces that are going on right now. Lee Bro, the Avon Maitland District School Board, BMO, TD Bank, Scotia Bank, and Manulife. So the banks are very good at supporting United Way. They do a payroll deduction. So it's a real painless way to give and support.
Absolutely. And we appreciate your support with the United Way Perth Huron campaign. Again, full details, perthhuron.unitedway.ca. Elizabeth, is there anything else on the go, or just my goodness, there's lots happening.
There's lots on the go. Yeah, December is awesome for United Way because people are already thinking about giving. It's a month of giving. Sure. And we invite you to think about those less fortunate in our community that are struggling with food insecurity. I mean, the food banks, the lineups are incredible. So to set a little aside for those in our community that are hurting.
Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Make a donation. PerthHuron.unitedway.ca. Elizabeth, thanks so much. We'll chat again next week.
We'll see you next week, Jamie.
All right.